This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day despite greatly alarming news from Washington, D.C. This afternoon, the Senate went into lockdown because of reports of an active shooter on the Capitol campus sparked by a, quote, concerning 911 call, this according to the Capitol Police. The department's efforts were centered on the Russell Senate Office Building. That's one of two Senate buildings where all of the senators have their private offices. This is where officers with weapons drawn swept through hallways and the courtyard. The report was for a possible active shooter, said the tweet from the Capitol Police. It should be noted that we do not have any confirmed reports of gunshots. The Washington Metropolitan Police, who also came to check out the scene, a spokesperson, Hugh Carew, later said the call reporting an active shooter appears to be a bad call, meaning it's phony, it's not based on anything. There were no injuries, no shooter located. The Metropolitan Police Department is assisting Capitol Police with the response. Capitol Police confirmed on the scene that no shooter was located. But this is, I think that the fact that people react the way they do is one of the legacies of January 6th, frankly. It's one of the reasons that it's not enough to say that, okay, there was a big conspiracy to overturn the election, but it didn't work. It worked in terms of 500 people going to jail. And by the way, and President Trump, I wonder now that he is being indicted for all of this, is he going to continue playing that version of the January 6th choir? This is people who are serving in prison right now for having committed violent acts, destructive acts, who attacked the Capitol building. They're people in prison who sang the Star Spangled Banner with a recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance with Donald Trump in the background. It became a very much best-selling little single that was released. It did not get any Grammy Awards. But he still plays it at rallies. I believe he played it in Erie, Pennsylvania on Saturday. And the case of the United States of America versus Donald Trump has been randomly assigned to a judge. And as if this isn't dramatic enough as it is, the front runner for president and the immediate past president versus the United States of America in front of what kind of judge? Well, a very dynamic and charismatic one who was appointed by, no, not Donald Trump, the judge in Miami, Judge Aileen Cannon. She was appointed by President Trump. She's a lifelong Republican, and she also, in previous encounters, had been very sympathetic to President Trump. It will probably be a tougher judge when he deals with Tanya S. Chutkan, who was married to another former federal judge, whose name is Peter Krauthammer. And both Chotin and Krauthammer were appointed by President Obama. And Judge Chutkan is Jamaican-American. She is very charismatic. She is known to be a really tough, hard-edged judge when dealing with defendants who participated in the events of January 6, 2021. And as a young black woman, as I mentioned, Jamaican-American, she's had a great deal of experience already sentencing people to prison terms for January 6th. So this is not a good draw for President Trump. Now, all of this is random. It's about picking by lots. Nobody like Merrick Garland or President Biden or anyone in the administration made the decision that Judge Shutkin is going to be the judge here, but she will. And by the way, there's a lot of discussion about televising this particular trial. Of course it should be televised. Of course it should be televised. It's historic. And by the way, I do think that it's the kind of thing that President Trump would want to be televised. Because unless he is found guilty, guilty, guilty very quickly, it's only going to strengthen him. And I think a lot of the people who are watching the movie and riveted and watching it on television will be people who are rooting for President Trump. There's also an interesting comment made by Dana Perino, who was former White House press secretary for President Bush, another Republican. She's on Fox News. She's on The Five regularly. And she actually argued, this is clip four, Jeremy, that this new indictment may compel President Trump to overcome his reluctance and to show up for the first GOP debate. And here's what she had to say about that TV appearance. Clip four.
I was just thinking, if I'm President Trump and I haven't committed yet to the debate, I might be thinking, I want to be at that debate to defend myself. And also, imagine he'll be able to be in that room with all of his competitors and be able to ask each one of them, are you with me or are you not with me? And Mike Pence might be on that stage as well in terms of this indictment being over the line. And I don't know how that stands right now, but I'm just thinking from a strategic standpoint, if you have that commanding of a lead and you want these people behind you and you know the Republican Party faithful is behind you, why wouldn't you want to try to put it away that night?
Again, I think that's a terrific question, and I am one of those people. I believe that sooner or later, Trump is going to come around and participate in the debate. And partially, it's to counteract the exaggeration of some voices on the left. Look, I believe that January 6th was horrible, but Michael Beschloss, who's a good historian, he's a solid writer, but he is given sometimes to just exaggeration, which is irresponsible. And on Morning Joe this morning was a good example. Listen.
From time to time, America faces threats from monsters who want to destroy our democracy. That happened in 1861 with the Confederacy. Abraham Lincoln and, you know, northern soldiers and northern voters came to our rescue, saved the Union. The same thing happened in 1933. Almost at the last minute, Franklin Roosevelt came to power, saved our economic system. Pearl Harbor, 1941. We were bombed. Our system was very much in danger. Our democracy, many people were hitting it up and saying that, you know, the democracy had seen its last days. Franklin Roosevelt helped to put a coalition together at the last minute to save democracy and freedom around the world. 9/11, 2001. Osama bin Laden and other terrorists hated our democracy, tried to destroy it. You see where I'm going. What we see in this indictment is that on January 6, 2021, Donald Trump, just like those other threats to American democracy,
just like,
tried to destroy our system, to take away our rule of law, came very close to doing it, to take away our system of elections, to take away our tradition of peaceful transfer of power to a new elected president. It almost happened.
Okay. Again, Michael Beschloss is doing exactly what President Trump was criticized for, comparing President Trump to the Japanese at Pearl Harbor or Osama bin Laden or the Nazis or the Confederates in the Civil War, trying to destroy America. So what keeps America alive? Free exchange of ideas, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The greatest guy on this earth.
Michael Medved.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day. It's seriously the greatest show on earth.
Listen to the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, what was the greatest show on earth that President Biden chose to entertain himself with the night of the big indictment? He actually watched a movie. He didn't make comments to the press. He is, I think, very appropriately refused to comment on any of President Trump's legal travails. It would make him look petty. It would give rise to support for the whole idea that this was a manipulation by Merrick Garland and President Biden to try to disable the Trump campaign. So it's better that he went off to watch a movie with his wife, Jill. So what did they see? We will get to that. There is also news about the appearance tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Time in Washington, D.C. So it'll be right in the middle of the show. We'll cover it live, of course. But President Trump is expected to make an appearance at 4 p.m. before U.S. Magistrate Judge Moxilla Upadhyaya at the E. Barrett Prettyman Courthouse in Washington, D.C. Now, I haven't been able to find out that much about Judge Upadhyaya, but she is a native of Gujarat in India, and she was appointed not by Obama, not by Trump. She was appointed, and I'm sure conspiracists will enjoy this part, she was appointed by Joe Biden. But she will apparently not be a more senior judge. Judge Tanya Chutkan, she is going to be the judge who actually presides over the trial when it gets started. And there is some expectation that they may want this trial as opposed to the documents trial to come forward first and to rush to it. The documents trial is scheduled for next May. It's almost a year from now. And the reason that I think they'd be more eager for this trial to come forward is because this is one of those situations where they probably have a better chance, the Trump defense team, of getting at least a mixed verdict rather than the clear verdict of guilt, which looks most likely on the documents case. But who knows? Who knows? This is what they said reading over the indictments yesterday. This is what Morning Joe had to say this morning about the entire document. Listen.
And the reports, these are all Trumpers. And these are not just people that supported Donald Trump in 2016 and got disgusted and moved away. These are people that stayed with him through Charlottesville. These are people who stayed with him when he started using fascist language, telling people of color that were in Congress, go back to where you came from. These are people that stayed with him through two impeachments when he refused to give Ukraine defensive weapons unless he dug up dirt on Biden. These are
porn
people,
star payoffs.
These are people who stayed with him through illegal payoffs to porn stars. These are people who stayed with him even through the bitter end when he was pushing his Attorney General Bill Barr to arrest Joe Biden and his family 2 weeks before the presidential election. They all stayed with him. They're the ones who are testifying now against him, because it was so blatant, it was so un-American, it was so treasonous.
Okay, this is the way that the actual indictment, the text of the indictment, sounds at the very beginning. And anybody who writes for a living or tries to be serious about writing, the most important thing is how you open, is how you get people's attention, is how you lay out your basic point. And in this regard, this is a very strong bit of writing. The grand jury charges that at all times material to the indictment, on or about the dates and at the approximate time stated below, The defendant, Donald J. Trump, was the 45th president of the United States and a candidate for re-election in 2020. The defendant lost the 2020 presidential election. That is the most crucial sentence in the entire indictment, because the fact that he did lose and that he was told that he had lost by everyone, the whole world, that is completely crucial to the idea of trying to impute to him some guilty intent. Despite having lost, the indictment goes on, the defendant was determined to remain in power. So for more than 2 months following the election day, on November 3rd, 2020, the defendant spread lies that there had been outcome determinative fraud in the election and that he had actually won. These claims were false, and the defendant knew that they were false. But the defendant repeated and widely disseminated them anyway to make his knowingly false claims appear legitimate, to create an intense national atmosphere of mistrust and anger, and to erode public faith in the administration of the election. The defendant had a right, like every American, to speak publicly about the election and even to claim falsely that there had been outcome determinative fraud during the election that he had won. He was also entitled to formally challenge the results of the election through lawful and appropriate means, such as by seeking recounts or audits of the popular vote in states or filing lawsuits challenging ballots and procedures. Indeed, in many cases, the defendant did pursue these methods of contesting the election results. His efforts to change the outcome in any state through recounts, audits, or legal challenges were uniformly unsuccessful. And that's exactly why the crucial notion of having a conspiracy, and a conspiracy to defraud the country, which is part of the accusations against Donald Trump, a conspiracy to defraud the United States by using dishonesty, fraud, and deceit to impair, obstruct, and defeat the lawful federal government function by which the results of a presidential election are collected, counted, and certified. So, what happens next? And why is National Review, which has been tough on Trump, standing with him in this fight? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last two decades. Republican presidential hopeful and former Vice President Mike Pence is railing against President Biden's economic policies.
The economic policies of the Biden administration literally have turned the American dream into a pipe dream.
Speaking at the Indiana State Fair, Pence said the cost of living is rising due to Biden's failed policies. He laid out his plan to drive down inflation if elected president, stating he will end runaway spending in Washington. The South is still dealing with a brutal heat wave, with millions of people under heat alerts as the heat index hits triple digits yet again today. In New Orleans, the heat index reached 109 degrees on Tuesday, while in Corpus Christi, it hit 112. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Answer a question posed earlier, a very important question. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden went to see the summer box office movie smash Oppenheimer the evening his predecessor and political rival, former President Trump, was indicted. The Bidens are on vacation in Rehoboth, Delaware, and prior to going to the movies, they had dinner at a nearby restaurant, which is a favorite of theirs, Matt's Fish Camp Lewis. They arrived at the theater around 6:30 p.m. to see the movie, starring Cillian Murphy and Matt Damon. Cillian Murphy, of course, plays the real-life Manhattan Project physicist, and Matt Damon plays Leslie Groves, who was the general in the U.S. Army, also a graduate of MIT, by the way, who helped to run and initiate the Manhattan Project that developed the A-bomb. Just as the Bidens arrived at dinner, the Trump indictment dropped, and Joe Biden offered free drinks for everyone. No, I made that up. That's not true. I don't want somebody to quote me on that, because I wasn't there, and I don't think it's true.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Yes, it's a joke. The former president was indicted by a Washington grand jury on charges stemming from his efforts to remain in power after losing the 2020 election. See, the difficulty here is that there are a lot of people who are going to read the indictment, and it's only 45 pages. It can be easily read in an hour. And once you read it, I think it's fairly convincing, at least on one thing, which is that he lost the damn election. There is no way in the world that he won the election. And part of what he is being indicted for is knowing that, and he was told it by his attorney general, he was told it by all of his top aides, again and again and again. A senior campaign advisor wrote in an email, and this is right there in the indictments, when our research and campaign legal team can't back up any of the claims made by our elite Strike Force legal team, that's in capitals, you can see why we're 0 for 32 on all our cases. Well, again, now they're 0 for 62. I'll obviously hustle to help on all fronts, but it's tough to own any of this when it's all just conspiracy S-word beamed down from the mothership. Let us go to your calls, 1-800-955-1776, to David in California. You're on the Medved Show. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry, Michael. Hey, I don't know if you know it, just a technical thing. I could not hear your show over the telephone, so, yeah, it becomes kind of distracting.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you can hear it now, and I'm glad you can hear me, and I'm glad to get your call. What's up?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you're raising this issue, and especially about that Trump specifically knew that he had lost, but he continued to do fundraising and lying. Now, in the very first, I think it was the House Committee last session, so it was when the Democrats were doing the January 6th hearings, in the first session they did, they raised this, and they talked about in September, before Election Day, Trump's advisors knew that he was going to lose. And in fact, there's a Council on National Policy that in February of 2020, were also expecting that Trump was going to lose. Now, Trump continued to do fundraising. And in that first hearing, they described that he had gotten at least $250 million in fundraising to an organization. It was Legal Defense. It was whatever.
I think it's called Save America.
No charter. Right. It had no charter, no state charter, no federal charter to be a nonprofit, and it paid no taxes. Now, that's pretty peculiar, and he's raised... One talk show host has talked at least $800 million in mysterious money. And like I was saying, this National Council for National Policy is the same organization that put together Citizens United. And idea that secret money can be given to politicians without receipts.
Okay, I don't, CNP, the Council for National Policy, I don't even know the extent to which they were supporting Trump at the time of the election. I don't know that. What I do know is that the minimum that, people, and you're right about this, David, the minimum that people have talked about is that Trump raised $250 million since the election to pay for some of his legal challenges and his explorations. And it's a real question what's happened to all that money, because right now he seems to be a little bit short-handed in terms of finding the money to pay for all of the lawyers that he needs to get hold of. And this is one of those things that I think, frankly, is going to come out in the trial, which is there is a real problem. If you're committing fraud, if you are trying to get people to contribute to a cause that you know is not only illegitimate because you know that legitimately you actually lost the election, but that has virtually no chance of success. Remember, this is the same guy who, years ago, he paid $26 million for his phony operation, Trump University. Remember that? he had to pay the people.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they had the original verdict was for $75 million, and he settled for $25 million. That the fraud had been $75 million worth of Trump University fraud. And he
I take it you don't have a prestigious Trump University degree.
Do not, and I think that's why I have my wits about me.
All right, good luck. I appreciate it. And by the way, thanks for telling us about that telephone situation, and we'll see what we can do. Appreciate your call. Andy McCarthy was on Fox News, and even though he has recently written a devastating piece about how Trump cannot win this election, and I think he's right, he can win the primary, he can win the nomination, but not the general election. He just ripped Jack Smith. Listen, this is clip 12.
That was one of the most demagogic presentations I've ever seen in a high-profile criminal case. Anyone who listened to that, any normal person reacting to that, would assume that Trump was alleged to have carried out the Capitol riot. The entire presentation that he made was not about what the core charges in his case are. It was about the Capitol riot and the security personnel who were injured in the Capitol riot and who had to fight to defend the Capitol riot. And then you turn to his indictment. He's not charged with the Capitol riot. So if that is what he has to resort to in order to sell his case to the public, I think that's very telling in terms of how compelling his case is. As far as the timeline is concerned, I think he's going to have, if it's a good judge, we'll have to see, he'll have a very hard time getting this case to trial, because having decided to already indict him on the Mar-a-Lago case, he's not in a good position to go to court and say, as he said in his remarks, that he wants a speedy trial and he wants to get this case to trial. Now, I know for political reasons they'd love to have the Capitol riot, which he's underscoring, in front of the voters in the run-up to the election.
Okay, what about the National Review, for which Andy McCarthy works? Why are they editorializing this Trump indictment should not stand? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we may find out soon about when they plan to schedule this trial. It certainly is going to be a trial of worldwide importance. And frankly, I think it should be televised around the world. I think that the fact that we can take one of our very popular political leaders, one could even argue our most popular political leader at the moment, and put him on trial for deliberately trying to overcome what the voters had clearly chosen in terms of a presidential race. It's one of those things where we just spoke yesterday very briefly about Al Gore, where that was really in terms of an election that would have had a different outcome by a switch of 260 votes, 270 votes, because it was 537 votes in Florida, and if Florida had gone for Gore, he would have been elected president, etc. And that was such a very close election with so many questions about counting and Supreme Court of Florida versus Supreme Court of the United States. Supreme Court of the United States won. And I do believe that Bush was the honest winner of that election. But the idea that we can work out the political disagreements we have and even the closest elections is very important. Which is one of the reasons that there's a piece by David French who's going to be joining us next hour. It's called The Trial America Needs. Does America really need this trial that we're about to get? The National Review says no. And they have an editorial. It says it's by the editors. I suspect that it was written and with some contributions maybe from elsewhere, but by Rich Lowry. It sounds like Rich Lowry. He's a friend of mine and a friend of this show. But he writes, Dateline Today, the indictment of former President Donald Trump by Biden Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith on four felony charges arising out of his efforts to undo President Biden's victory in the 2020 election is momentous, not just in its potential to impact on our politics, but what it could mean for the rule of law. We have on many occasions, writes the National Review, we have on many occasions condemned President Trump's appalling actions in the aftermath of the 2020 election. They were impeachable. He came close to being convicted in a Senate impeachment trial with 57 senators, a clear majority, including seven Republicans, finding him guilty. He was saved only by the Constitution's two-thirds supermajority mandate for conviction and disqualification. In our constitutional system, he writes, Congress is trusted with a duty to check egregious executive misconduct. Its failure to convict Trump understandably galls many of his opponents, left, right, and center. The feeling is accentuated by their sense both that Trump is unfit for the presidency and that there is a very real possibility that he could be elected president again. Hence the pressure on the Justice Department to hold Trump accountable in a way the political system did not. But criminal prosecution is an inept substitute for the congressionally driven political process that the Constitution set up to address gross abuses of power. Now, what's fascinating about this is there were lots of people, myself included, who felt that the impeachment was a terrible idea. And it was a terrible idea because President Trump was leaving office anyway. Will I say and admit publicly that it never occurred to me that given the disgrace of what happened on January 6th, given the grotesque lies that Trump had been involved with, it never occurred to me he could be a serious candidate for re-election to the presidency. I wrote a column saying he'd probably run again. I wrote a column in USA Today saying he was going to pull a Grover. He's going to try to be Grover Cleveland and come back and run in LA. But the idea that he would succeed in that didn't occur to me. And that's why the people who were pushing impeachment, and this is something you can check out. The big argument for impeachment was not to get rid of Trump during the last 2 weeks of his presidency, and that's what it was. January 6th, it was 2 weeks from January 6th to the inauguration. So they had to get that entire impeachment done at that point. The point is that had he been impeached and forcibly removed from office, he would have been ineligible to run for president again. That would not have worked. And again, that is something that they're saying in National Review. That should have happened. They write, public office is a privilege, not a right. That is why a president may be ousted without all the protections of criminal due process for violating the public trust. In contrast, criminal prosecution is designed to address private wrongs, not derelictions of public duty. It endows the accused with enhanced protections because at stake are rights, liberty, property, not the privilege of political power. Here, it is not even clear, writes the National Review, that Smith has alleged anything that the law forbids. The indictment relates in detail Trump's deceptions, but that doesn't mean they constitute criminal fraud. As the Supreme Court reaffirmed just a few weeks ago, fraud in a federal criminal law is a scheme to swindle victims out of money or tangible property. Mendacious rhetoric in seeking to retain political office is damnable and, again, impeachable, but it's not criminal fraud, they write, although that is what Smith has charged. Indeed, assuming a prosecutor could prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump hadn't actually convinced himself that the election was stolen from him, good luck with that, hyperbole and even worse are protected political speech. As for obstruction, and this is the last part that they argue, Americans, presidents included, have a right to attempt to influence Congress, even based on dubious or imagined evidence. To establish obstruction, Smith must prove that Trump's efforts at persuasion were corrupt. Again, in the sense that he knew his badgering and lobbying had no factual or legal merit. I think that's provable, actually. The concept of corruption is meant to reach clearly criminal conduct, such as evidence manipulation or witness tampering. It has never been understood to reach wrong-headed legal theories. To apply it that way, as Smith proposes, would chill not only political speech, but the constitutional right of a defendant to mount a legal defense. So, National Review, here is a comment, by the way, from John Lauro, now one of President Trump's principal defense attorneys, speaking out on today's show, NBC, about the new indictment. Listen.
Counsel said yesterday he would like to see a speedy trial. That
yes.
is 70 days from now. Are you ready to go? Would you like to see a speedy trial?
Well, the speedy trial right is the defendant's right,
correct.
Not the government's right. So we're entitled to understand what the charges are. We're entitled to do our own investigation. The special counsel or the Justice Department, the Biden Justice Department, has had 3 years to investigate this. To take President Trump to trial in 90 days, of course, is absurd. The question is, why do they want to do that? If you want to seek justice, then you need to offer Mr. President Trump an opportunity to get a hold of all the evidence and understand what the facts are.
Well, I assume you're confident.
Okay. By the way, President, they have not had 5 years to investigate. It's been 2.5 years since the events of January of 2021. Coming up, we'll be speaking with another star lawyer and a very conservative lawyer who has clerked for some of the leading conservative judges. He has won a lot of the crucial religious liberty cases on behalf of conservative organizations. He also writes a terrific column, and he has a column now saying, "The Trial America Needs." We'll talk to David French about why his old friends at National Review may be wrong and what happens next in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.